Okay, Rabos, I wanted to do two things. We're going to do it pretty quick. Won't take so long. We want to finish up our discussion of yesterday's Rambam, and we left off with a difficulty that, again, a lot of the notes that Kalman and the Rambam deal with, and we suggested a few ideas yesterday, but again, the Rambam makes very clear that when it comes to Halach of Kasha, Zaman velo Kasha Asa, so it doesn't apply to Mammon, because Mammon, after all, is Efshe b'chazaras, so you're always in a state of Kasha Zaman because it's reversible. When it comes to Misa, he certainly does say Hargo Einer Rogin, and then when it comes to Malchus, he says even if you actually administer the Malchus and you're in a state of Kasha Asa, nevertheless the Eidim Zomer is still going to get the punishment. And we saw a number of different Mahalchim yesterday, so I wanted to just share one last Mahalach based on something I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Yonasan Sack Shlita, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. So he just to develop the idea a little bit. So he quotes a Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama Daf. Chav Bezmit Bez, very famous Gemara. The other Gemara has a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the Mazik of Eish. Rav Yochanan says the Mazik of Eish is Eisho Mishum Chitzo, and it's considered to be Mamon Hama. It's considered to be Adam Hamazik. It's as if I am doing it myself, and therefore, let's see the Gemara quickly. The Gemara says Hamadlik Es Hagodish, VeHoyu Gdi Kapus. Lo, ve'eved samach lo, ve'nisraf imo, chayav. So you're going to be chayav. Eved kafas lo, v'gdi samach lo, ve'nisraf imo, potter. So bishlam el amanda ma'esh mishum chitza mishum hachi potter. You potter on the gdi because it's kimle b'derabine. You chayav misa for the eved. You kill the eved. It's adam hamazik. You kill the eved. You're going to be potter on the gdi. However, according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Esho mishum mimono, not esho mishum chitzo. Eleman domer esho mishum mimono, am I potter? Why are you potter? After all, ilu katal, ture avda, if my shore killed an evet, hachanami delo machayev, I wouldn't be machayev mamon. Of course I'd be chayev mamon. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish has to understand the brisa differently. And this is how Rav Shimon ben Lakish understands the brisa. I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish, what's the case over here? You took the fire. You didn't light the fire in your property and then travel. If you light the fire in your property and then it travels, that's called mamon hamazik. You're not a murderer. Just like your animal kills someone, your fire kills someone, it's mamon hamazik. Mamon harotzeach, you're not a murderer. However, you actually ignited the eved. Ooh, if you ignited the eved, so you're doing it. You did it yourself. And in the same fell swoop, in the same process, you also ignited a gdi. So now you have a chiv mamon, and you have a chiv misa. So in such a case, yes, kimlei b'derabimine. So in such a case, you don't have to pay the mamon for the gdi. You only have to pay, you only chayv misa for the eved. So the Gemara says, I hachi maila memra. So kimlei b'derabimine, when you go ahead and killed and chayv mamon at the same time, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, no, there is a chiddush over here. Bigdi dechad ve'eved dechad. Ooh, there is a chiddush. Is that we're talking about a case where the gdi does not belong to the eved, or to the baal ha'eved. So you owe a chiv mamon to Reuven, the baal ha'gdi. And now you have a chiv misa to Shimon, let's say, the Baal HaEved. And you might think that if the chiv misa is to X and the chiv mamon is to Y, you might think in such a case you do not apply the din of kimlei, and you will be chayiv to pay the mamon, kamash malon, even in such a case where your chiv misa is to X and your chiv mamon is to Y, you still have an obligation of kimlei. That is the Gemara. So far, so good. Any questions on the Gemara? Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis and Beis? Yafe. Okay. Now, what was next on the Mara Makomos? So next we had on the Mara Makomos was a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. But before I do that Gemara, I want to bring up another Gemara. The Gemara is cited in Tosis in Bava Kama, so take a look over there, source number 3a. And Tosis in Bava Kama says, I have the same exact idea over from another Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, What is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dalam Aleph? So Tosas says, Amar Rava, Rodev Shaya Rodev Achar Chavera Laharga. A person, Reuben, is running after Shimon to kill him. And in the process, Vishiber HaKelim. And while the Rodev is chasing after Shimon to kill him, he smashes vases along the way. And the Gemara says, Bain Shel Nirdaf, whether he smashed the vase of the Shimon the Nirdaf, Bain Shel Kol Adam, or someone else, he is Potter. In other words, what does the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet also say? That even if, same idea, same exact yesod, if I have a running after someone to kill him, Reuven's running after someone to kill him, so he's going to be Chayv Misa as a Rodev. Reuven is Chayv Misa as a Rodev. And now while in flight, while he's running after Shimon to kill him, while in flight, he damages Levi's Kalim. So does he have to pay Levi for the Kalim? So says the Gemara, no, he doesn't have to pay Levi for the Kalim. Why not? Because that's once again a case of Misa Lazeh, Umamon Lazeh. And even in a case of Misa Lazeh, Umamon Lazeh, he's got a Chiv Misa, so to speak, to Shimon, the guy he's chasing, the Nirdaf. And he breaks an Adam Acher's Kalim, Levi's Kalim, even though it's Misa Lazeh and Mamon Lazeh, Kimlei still applies and he's exempt from the Chiyuv Mamon. Is this clear, gentlemen? Two Gemaras that sound like they stand for the same exact principle. Even though the Mamon is to an outside third party, you're still exempt. Good? Okay. That brings us to a little bit of a complicated Gemara. And that's the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. I'm just going to share my screen for ease right now for a second. And we'll take a look at that Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara is found in the Testament base. And Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says as follows. Hevi habal edim shezinsa. So a man, a husband, brings edim that his wife committed znus. Terrible. Whoa, that's so terrible. So what's the onesh to the wife? That's correct. Well, she's chayv misa. She's chayv misa. She's chayv misa. Okay. And now vehevi ha'av, the father of the girl, brings Aden, vihizimum le'ede ha'bal. And says the Eidei Habal are what? Are Eidim Zomen. So says the Gemara, Eidei Habal Neragin. So the Eidei Habal get killed. The Ein Mishalmin Mamon. And they do not have a Chiyuv Mamon because we apply the rule of Kimlei Bidirabmine. Where is the Chiyuv Mamon, Rabosai? Why would there be a Chiv Mamon? Where's the Mamon, gentlemen?
They're Edom Zomim, and the Baal's going to have to pay the Ksuva.
Right. So there's a Chiv Mamon that the Baal would have to pay. He'd have to pay the Ksuva. So as a result of the convicting her of being a Mezane, she's Chayevis Misa, and she loses her Ksuva. So now they're found to be Edom Zomim. So the Gemara says the Chiv Mamon they don't have to pay because of Kimle. Now the story gets a little more complicated. Chazar vehevi habal edim. So the edim, the baal comes back and brings another cat of edim, vizimum le'edei ha'av, and is mezim the edei ha'av, and in such a case, so now the second cat became edim zomimim. Now what did the second cat, what was the second cat doing? The second cat was putting the first cat to death, and were causing the husband to lose the ksuba money. So in such a case, the Gemara says, Eidei ha'av neheragin, and umeshalmin mamon, and they have to pay. Why do they have to pay? Because mamon lazeh, nefashos lazeh, Since there's a chiyuv mamon to the baal and a chiyuv misa to the edei ha, to the edim, so therefore you do not apply the rule of kimla. Rabosai, did everyone get that third case? Does everyone see a stira in these gemaras? Okay, it's a pretty facial. It's a facial stira. It's in your face. In other words, the two gemaras, Ksuvis and Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet, both stand for the principle that if you have chiyuvin that are going in different direction, Misa lazeh, mamon lazeh, kimle nevertheless still applies. You don't have to pay the mamon. And when it comes to our case in Sanhedrin, Daf Testament Beis, Misa lazeh, mamon lazeh, says the Gemara, you do have to pay. You do have to pay, even though the mamon is going to a different elsewhere than the chiyuv misa. And that is the stira, and that is the problem that Tosis tries to answer. So let's take a look at Tosis. And this is all being used as background to come back to our Rambam. So Tosis on in Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis and Beis says as follows: Bigdi dechad ve'avda dechad. So again, if I'm asking you, v'cheinami Amar Rava b'perek ben Sora Morer Rodev she Rodev achaver lahargo v'shibra kelim bein shel nirda bein shel kol adam pater. So Rabosai, again, I'd like someone to answer this question. Raise your hand and answer. What is the nugget that I pull out of Gemara in Bava Kama and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Dalet? What is the nugget? Yeah, Leibel?
Two chiyuvim from two different people is still subject to the
Kimai. Okay, very good. Good, excellent. So now he says, V'kosha de per kama de Sanhedrin, Amar mama la zeh nefash la zeh, chayif. What is the nugget, a libel, stay with me, that comes out of Sanhedrin Daf Tes?
Two chiyuvim from two different people is not subject to
Kimlai. Is not subject to Kimlai. So we have a clear stira. So Tosis gives a number of answers, but I want to focus on the first answer, which is it's a very, very striking answer. Striking answer, and basically says that one of these Gemaras is correct and the other Gemara is not correct. So someone just tell me, before we read it inside, what is the Rivam going to say? Which Gemara is correct and which Gemara needs to be re-understood? Yeah, for Shapiro, yeah.
The Rodev case makes sense. And our case does not.
I don't know from our case, because we're not in Makkah. No, not precise. Rabosai, what's the Kimlei rule? Give me the Gemara that stands for the Kimlei rule. Does Kimlei apply when it is going in two directions? If the Chiv is to Mamon Lazer, Misa Lazer, does Kimlei apply, yes or no?
No.
The answer is Kimlei does not apply. If it's Misa Lazeh, Mama Lazeh, Kimlei does not apply. So which Gemara is the rule?
The one in Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin Daf Tes is the rule. So what Tos is about to do is he's going to tell you that in the case of Bava Kama and the case of Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, it's not Misa Lazeh, Mama Lazeh. The Chiv Misa is also to the Baal Hamama. Let's see inside. V'tiretz HaRabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Mordechai. This is one of the Baalei HaTosis, the Rivam, who says, Dekol Rodev Achar Chavero, anytime you have a case of Rodev, Choshiv Misa V'Tashlumin Le'echad. It's called Misa V'Tashlumin Le'echad. Why? Mishum D'mechayev Misa L'Kol Adam. Da'kol Chayavin L'Hargo Lahatzil Hanirda. Wow. That is a tremendous chiddush. I don't know if I can explain it, but I can definitely say it over. Says the Rivam, let's start with the case in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Reuven is running after Shimon. You have a Rodev case. So in such a case, Rabosai, who are the players in the case? Reuven is running after Shimon. Who are the players involved in the case? Answer. Go ahead, Leibel.
Everyone.
That's correct. The entire universe. Why? Because every single person has a chiyuv to stop the rodef. To stop the rodef. Now, who is included in that universe of people? The Baal HaKli is included in that universe of people. The Baal HaKli is a Baal Dover in the case, is a player in the case. And as such, we view the case of Rodef as Misa Lazeh Umamon Lazeh, meaning the Misa and the Mamon are to the same person. The Baal HaKli is a Baal Dover in the case. He's part of the case. And since he's part of the case, the Chiv Misa is also to him, to Levi, and the Chiv Mamon is to him, Kimle applies. Rabosai, what's the case in Bava Kama? What's happening in Bava Kama?
One person owns the Eved and one person
owns the Eved. Forget owns the Eved.
He's trying to kill the Eved.
Someone's killing the Eved. Now, I want you to understand this point. It's a subtle point, but it's obvious. Every Rotseach case, prior to the Maaser Ritzicha, was a Rodef. Inherent in every Ritzicha, a second before the Maaser Ritzicha was a Maaser Redif.
It's amazing.
Chayav Misa. So inherent in Ritzicha is Redifa. As such, comes along the Rivam, and the Rivam is going to learn, Bava Kama is also a case of Misa and Mamon to the same person. In other words, the Baal HaGdi has a chiyuv to stop the Rotseach, and therefore he's also relevant, the chiyuv Misa is also to him. However, in our case in Sanhedrin on Daf Tes, the case of Adim Zomamin. Shah. In the case, mute yourself. Okay. In the case in Adim of the father, the Adim, etc., there you have a pure case. A pure case. It's not a Rodef case. It's an Adim Zomamim case. And when you have an Adim Zomim case, so yes, there's a Chiv Misa to the Adim Zomim that they wanted to go to the Adim that they wanted to go ahead and kill. And there's a Chiv Mamon to the Baal. There you have a total bifurcation of Chiyuvim. The Chiyuv Mis is directed to the Edim. The Chiyuv Mamon is directed to the Baal. Then, in a Chanami, you don't apply Kimle. In other words, what the Rivam just did is he introduced a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush over here. But he said that when it comes to a classic Ritzicha case, every person is a Baal Dover. But now Rav Soloveitchik took this a step further. And Rav Soloveitchik argued, what emerges from this Shitas HaRivam, and what emerges from perhaps this whole idea, which is again what we said at the end of Shir yesterday, but I'm trying to jazz it up a little bit, is that even in Dine Nefashos, there is a quote-unquote chiv to a person. When there's a Ritzicha, in other words, there's a Baal Dover. When it's in secular law, in a criminal case, it's the state versus the litigant. Comes along these Gemaras, comes along the Rivam, and says, no, when the case of Ritzicha, or in the case of, there's a Baal Dover, you have to have relevance to the case, you have to bring the case, you have to be shy to the case, and then we'll trigger the Din of Kimle. And the Chiddush of Ritzicha, which is a tremendous Chiddush, is that since a Rotzeach is a Rodef, everyone is a Baal Dover, and therefore, Kimle will not apply. Hashta da'asis lahachi. In light of the foregoing, now let's just bring it home. In light of the foregoing, okay, again, in other words, what he's saying is that even in a case of Ritzicha, there's a Baal Dover, there's a chiv to someone. Now again, normally the chiv is going to be to the deceased. Well, he's dead. So the Chiddush of the Rivam is that even the rest of the world who have shaykhus to the case, there is a chiyuv to them as well, and therefore you're not going to apply the din of you're going to apply the din of kimle. In the case of Aiden Zomim, there's a chiyuv to someone in particular. There's a chiyuv to the person who you are victimizing. So in light of the foregoing, maybe this is, now I'm going to bring it back to the Rambam, and then we're going to move on. Maybe this is the pshat in the Rambam. What I mean by this is the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says that for kasher zomam to work, you need a baal dover. You need a claimant. Eidim zomim needs a claimant. Because the chiv is directed to someone. It's a chiv to Ploni. It's a chiv to the baal. It's a chiv to the Eidim zomim, to the first Eidim. It's a chiv to a someone. So you need a claimant. You need a claimant. When do you have a claimant? You have a claimant if the victim is alive. But if the victim is not alive, then you don't have a claimant. So comes along the Rambam and says that when, in other words, in a case of Hargo, if he's been killed, if he's already been killed, then who's bringing the case? Who's the Baal Dover? Even the Fussos has a Baal Dover. Who's the Baal Dover? There is no Baal Dover. However, if you already gave the Malkus, he's alive. So therefore, you have a Baal Dover who can go ahead and who's the Baal Dover of the case. In other words, even Dina Nefashos has a Baal Dover. So when do we say you have a Din of Kasha Zamam if there is a extant, an existing, a present Baal Dover? But if the Baal Dover has been killed because he's already been put to death, now there's no longer a Baal Dover, now there's no longer a Chiv directed to a person who's going to bring, so to speak, bring the case, and Mamela Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa, but only by Hargo, only in a case where he's dead. If in a case where he already got Malkus, the Baal Dover is still present and can still go ahead and bring the case. Did I lose you all? And hopefully I'll do it better. My bad, I'm not being clear.
Isn't the Rav saying that
Ritzicha
is fundamentally
Rodev
also?
Yes, every Ritzicha is a Rodev. And what Rivam is teaching you is that when you have a Chiyuv, let's say the case of a Ritzicha, the Chiyuv is to a someone. You owe your Chiyuv Misa to a someone. That's what we're learning out of the Rivam. The Chiyuv Misa is to a someone. And the Chiddush of the Rivam is, it's to the universe of Balei Dvarim in the case, which includes everyone, because everyone is involved. They have a Chiyuv to stop the Rodev. So everyone is a, so to speak, Baal Dover in Ritzicha. Now, in Eidim, stop talking. In Eidim Zomimim, it's clear from the Gemara and Daf Tes and Sanhedrin that the Chiyuv Hazama is going to be to the victim of your Hazama. There's a Chiyuv, for example, in that case over there, when the Eide HaBaal are Mazim the Eide HaAv, so the Chiyuv Misa is to the Eidim, and the Chiyuv Mamon is to the Baal, and you'll go ahead and apply both. Each one is a separate, independent Baal Dover. But the point is, you need a Baal Dover. There must be a Baal Dover. When do you have a Baal Dover? If the victim of your Eidim Zomim case is alive. But if your victim of your Eidim Zomim, the Nidon, has already been killed, there's no longer a Baal Dover. In Ritzicha, there is a Baal Dover. Why is there a Baal Dover in Ritzicha? Because every Rotzeach is a Rodef, and the entire world is a Baal Dover. However, when it comes to Eidim Zomim, you need the Baal Dover alive. So says the Rambam, when he's been killed already, so there's no Baal Dover, Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa. However, if he got Malkus, he's alive. And therefore, your Baal Dover is still present, still extant, still exists, and can still go ahead and bring the case. Raising it up, and I'm actually confusing you more. So I have a tremendous, tremendous feeling of Al-Chait. I really want to go weiter. I don't want to end on this. I need a chizuk for the rest of my day. So I got to go weiter. I'm going to go weiter. Lival, you can ask me offline. You can ask me later. Let me go weiter. And let's start the next Mishnah. because otherwise I'm going to get depressed, and I can't be depressed till tomorrow. It's not going to work for me. So let's learn the next Mishnah, and at least I can set up a major problem for you. So the Mishnah says as follows. Okay, let's go do it fast. Al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim yumas hameis. So the pasuk says, shnayim o shlosha edim. So the Gemara asks, im is kayemes edim b'shnayim, lama parta kosa b'shlosha. So if you can go ahead and you all you need is two, why does it say in the pasuk three? Elo lahakish, ma shlosha meizim is hashtam av hashem yozumu esa shlosha. So just like three knocks out two, two knocks out three. Uminayin afilu meya, talmud lomar edim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ma shnayim eino ne'erogim ad shishneim zomamim, ab shlosha eino ne'erogim ad shishlosha zomamim, minayin afilu meya, talmud lomar edim. So Rabbi Shimon learns out a halacha that we saw already, ad shiyazumu kulam. No matter how big your kad is, hazama only works if you have all of them muzamim. And now I want to focus, Rabbosai, on Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is an astounding shita. So says Rabbi Akiva, no, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo bo hashlishi lahakel, ela lahachmir. You see, according to Rabbi Shimon, the third aid is a kula. Because if I'm mazin two, and not the third, they're all off the hook. So Rabbi Shimon is a kula. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the third is a chumra. Lasos dino kayotse ba'elu. That the third one's din is going to be like the other two. And somehow, Rabbi Akiva is a chumra. Okay? Very unclear what he says. But then he goes into a good Musa Shmuz about a GOC. That's his next Musa Shmuz. And he says, if when it comes to a Ber Chevra, and you are a tag-along, a third wheel, in a Ber Chevra, and you're going to get dragged along with them, and you're going to be nitfala over Avera, and you're going to get stuck in their sins. Can you imagine if you're a third wheel in a good Chevra, and you're the Chevra is doing mitzvahs and is steiging and learning, and you're just even tagging along. Alachas kama v'kama, how much schar you're going to get. Okay, that's a nice musa shmuz, and certainly one we should be thinking about. But what's pshat in Rabbi Akiva? So if you have your sheets, you can use them. I'm going to look at the Nemuke Yosef. And the Nemuke Yosef brings three pshatim. And the third pshat is nothing short of mind-boggling. Like, mind-boggling. But let's take a look at each of the pshatim. The Nemuke Yosef is on the Rif. And he says as follows. I'm going to read the whole piece. Oh. So he says, Masliz lo ba'ashit lahokil. Hashlishi eino yochalomar. The third aid cannot come and say, Kfar ha'idu ha'shnayim. You already have two aidim. V'niskayim ha'edus bahem. The aidus is already in effect by them. U'shafilu huzam lo yishalim. Ela af al pisho hayatzarech. Im heyitol kedei dibor dino lishayv im huzam kayotze ba'el. So says shot number one. The third guy, he might say, I have an out. Why are you punishing me? I'm a third wheel. I'm extra. I'm not needed. And since I'm not needed, I shouldn't be punished over here. So comes Rabbi Akiva and says that, no, you don't get that excuse. And you're going to get, if you're found to be in Zomim, you can't say, hey, I'm an extra. You're still going to get punished. That's shot number one. Fine. Viriva mifaresh. The Rabbi Akiva is saying, Viter, cholik al Rabbi Shimon. He's even arguing Rabbi Shimon. And he says, umifaresh, kach, lo ba shish la hakala, velo mishlo yazumu ache zumu kulam, ela hachmala, velo mar, shenei horeg, mia kishenizam, avalam huzmu shnaim arishonim neragin, af al pishlo huzma shlishi. So says the Riva, just adding a bit, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have three Aiden, and two are found to be Aiden Zomim, and the third is not found to be Aiden Zomim, says Rabbi Shimon, they're all potter. Rabbi Akiva is coming to be machmir. If two are zomerim and the third is not, the two are chayiv. But the added chumrah is, and if the third one is also a zomim, he's also going to be chayiv. And once again, he can't say, hey, I'm an extra. No such thing. Okay, now, this is the sheet I want you to get. Rabosai, if you're spacing out, unspace out. If you're not with me, come back to me right now. Okay? Here we go. Here comes the pshat of the Reben Gaius. The Reben Gaius, who was the Rebbe of Maimon, who was the Rebbe of his son Rabbeinu Moshe. The Reben Gaius was the Talmud of the Rif and the Grand Rebbe of the Rambam, the Ritz Gaius. And he says as follows. The old Piresh HaReben Gaius, another pshat, De'im huzmu hashnayim, if the two of the Edim are found to be Edim Zomim, af al pi shelo huzam hashlishi, even though the third Ed was not found to be an Ed Zomim, he's not an Ed Zomim, nase kulam zomim, ve'onash hakosav hashlishi, shenitpa lishnayim, she'obru ve'idu sheker, kayotze bahen. Alma, she'ashnayim huzmav lo hashlishi, etc. Rabosei, what's he saying? What is the Ritz Gaius saying? Well,
even if only two out of the three of them are huzam, then all three of them are going to be punished as Edom Zom.
Correct. In other words, three Edom come in and testify Reuven killed Shimon in Chicago at 1 o'clock. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi come in. They testified about Yisachar and Zvul. One killed the other. Reuven and Shimon, we have them as being Edom Zomim. You were in New York at 1 o'clock. Levi, we have no information about whatsoever. Levi might have been in Chicago. Levi might have actually witnessed the murder. And says Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to do to Levi? You're going to kill Levi. You have no evidence whatsoever that Levi is an Eid Zomim. This is a classic Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shreina. But there's got to have a pshat. I mean, that's a good, again, good Musser, but it needs a pshat. The two Edim are found to be Edim Zomim. Levi is part of the cut. He's going to get killed. Rabosai, do you have any pshat for this? Is there any pshat? Does this make any sense whatsoever?
Can I repeat the question?
Yeah. The case is, you have three people coming in, testifying. Two of the three are found to be Edom Zomim. The third one, we have no evidence whether he's an Edom Zomim or not. No evidence. Says Rabbi Akiva, you're going to punish him. The third one, as an Eid Zomim. Even though we have no evidence that he's an Eid Zomim, he's going to get killed as well. Why? Why would that be? He's not found to be an Eid Zomim. Avi, yeah, what do you got?
If two Eidim come in and say to two in the group of three, Yimani or Yisa, right? Then the third person in that group, something's fishy there. Because if two of them are Zomim, Mani and Yisa, then was he with them or was he not? No matter what, he's doing something wrong.
Well, he says I saw the murder, I was there. He's not testifying about his buddies. He's testifying about himself. He came into court, told Kadei Dibur their testimony and said, yes, there was a murder there.
Avi, by that, then every pair, you have to have both in every pair. Right?
Cause Kobe, what do you got?
One versus one, then you would have
fishiness.
Fishiness still exists.
It's like the Gemara earlier on the top, the Pasakta.
Chazaka, I don't like chazaka. What chazaka? What chazaka?
There's already, right? There's the Gemara.
I know what Gemara you're talking about.
Okay. So, right, so you already have two Eidim main children. So, plus the third one, there's a chazaka, already chazaka for the main children.
What chazaka? Okay, you have two bad eggs. Who says the third egg is a bad egg? We don't know from any person bringing. No person bringing. No bringer. There's no bringer. No bringer. No Isha. No. No. Yosef Avram. What are you tying up?
Rove
cot. Rove cot. Okay. I got to go. Rabosai, watch this.
You get consumed by the group that you're in.
Watch this. Watch this. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik developed the following chiddush. And it's clear to be the truth. This is emes. Rabosai, an aid zomem is not a function, is not punished because of a maisa avera that he did. Because this third aid didn't do a maisa avera. We have no evidence that he did a maisa avera. It's not a function of a maisa avera. He developed a very lumdisha idea. But he said that the reason the din of Eid Zomeim, the structure of Eid Zomeim, Imanu Ayisem, sets up what he calls a shame Eid Zomeim. Meaning, this kat has now become labeled as a status of Eid Zomeim. And the status of Eid Zomeim renders every member of the kat as an eid zomeim, irrespective of whether they actually testified falsely or not. The chiyuv of kasha zaman is a function of a chalos shame eid zomeim, which is rendered now on this kat as a result of the two eidim. And he brought a number of rayas to this effect. I'll just quickly bring two, very quickly. Rabosi, you might recall shir number one. We had a machokas Abaye and Rava, whether Eid Zomeim lemafreya hu nifsal or mikanu lahaba hu nifsal. Abaye said lemafreya hu nifsal, mishas edus. And Rava says no, mikanu lahaba, because Eid Zomeim is a chidush, and eim lechabo el chidusha. Rabosi, Abaye makes perfect sense. He should be pasul eidus from his maisa avera, from his eidus sheker. What is the logic of Rava that his psul is only mikan lahaba? And the answer is because his psul is not really a function, according to Rava, of his eidus sheker. His psul is a function of his chaloshem eid zomen. And when does he have a chalos shame eid zomeim? When the second kat testifies imanu hayisem. If you look at, not necessarily now, if you look at your WhatsApp, you'll see I put a Rambam on your WhatsApp. And the Rambam, I gave you the wrong Rambam in your Marmakomos. But the Rambam says that eidim zomimim, and we saw this Gemara, ein la eidim zomim shkaga. There's no such thing as shkoga by Edom Zomim. Lefi she'ein b'maisa. Lefichach ein tzrichim hasra'a. The Rambam says there's no warning by Edom Zomim, and there's no din of shogeg, no din of mezid by Edom Zomim. Because when is shogeg and mezid relevant? When there's a maisa avera. But an Eid Zomim is not being punished for a maisa avera. He's being punished. The Rambam. The Rambam. Perichav hilchos eidus halacha dalit. The Rambam, the punishment of eid zomim is a function of a status, of a chaloshem. And therefore there's no din of shogeg, there's no din of mezid, there's no din of asra. Once he has a status of eid zomim, that's when he gets punished. And that yisod is the Rav Chaim. It's not published. It's mipi hashmua. Very, very famous Shtikl Torah, and I think the Re Ben Gaius is the best raya to this idea. You don't have to have done a Maisa Aveira. I hope that part of Shir was clear. If you, we're done, if you have any questions, please feel free to hang out. If you don't, feel free to grab lunch or whatever you do. Okay, yeah.